This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's baseball back on your radio tonight. First pitch, 7:15, Jack. Is that what we have?
7:15?
6:45. Oh, that's right.
Because you want to know why?
Why?
Because we're doing leading off.
We are doing leading off, which we will have for you in a moment.
We have a good leading off record.
Do we?
Yeah. We swept the Rockies
series. We were good, and then we did have a leading off.
We used to keep track of this.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Leading off versus non-leading off record?
Can be another thing Morgenstein has to do.
Yeah. Wow, look at you.
That's giving him credit. He's
kicking
doing a great...
his feet up, drinking pina coladas over there.
Come on, once your name gets on the show?
All right. It's third. Don't forget that. It's the easiest one to drop off.
My mom said it's first.
The Ike, Spike, and Morgenstein.
We're getting closer and closer.
Yeah, all right. Let's go.
So, yes, yesterday I was at an Easter egg hunt at my sister-in-law's house. And, again, 90 people there, which meant there was a lot of fresh faces.
I can't even imagine having 90 people at my house.
Yeah, it was a good amount.
Now, a big house?
No, not really, but a big enough yard.
Okay.
Right, that was a key.
It was a decent enough day yesterday.
It wasn't raining at least.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, at the beginning. So a lot of time spent outdoors. But obviously, once the Masters start heating up, a lot of time spent indoors, which means everyone was sitting down watching it, and I had to sit and watch with them.
Okay.
So this is the five people that every watch party has. Number five is the newbie. And this is someone who is just sitting there, doesn't really know what they're watching, but is trying to be a part of the group.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not the biggest sports fan.
Right.
But is just kind of chiming in. Maybe claps when they feel like they should be clapping.
Right.
And it's funny to watch that person because they're always a little bit delayed on things.
Yes, because they're watching everybody else's reaction.
Exactly.
And a lot of surfacey conversation.
Yeah.
Always surfacey conversation. They're trying to make small talk in the middle of the Masters.
Yeah.
No interest.
Don't small talk in the middle of the Masters. Yeah.
Now, see, I would compare it to a different guy, but I don't want to ruin the rest of the list.
There's one that's kind of close, but not the same that we will get to.
Because I would say the newbie is never a problem to me.
It's not a problem. Yeah, it's just every watch party has one.
Right, yes. Yes. Yes.
The fourth person that every watch party has, and this is quite annoying to me, especially during a golf match, is the guy that leaves the room and then checks back in every once in a while. And then just goes back out.
We
have to recap it like we're giving a sports update.
He wants to know what happened.
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Oh, Rory was back down to a minus 11. What happened? Just sit down and watch it. You know, I know you got to chase your little kid around, but lock in if you're going to maybe. Either you're invested or you're not invested.
Wow.
That's the take.
Yeah. I think with the golf, I'd have been a check-in guy.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you're definitely,
But you would have came in also like, who, idiots?
Yeah.
Losers.
Not a sport. Not a
lot. Trying to troll people into doing arguments.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't like talking to sports about at family parties.
I don't like talking sports the minute I leave this place.
And some would argue to even like talking sports.
I do like talking sports here. I do like talking. But
you knew that's where he was headed.
But really, I just think about it this way. This is what when people ask me about it, I say, think about any topic you would talk about for 4 hours. Would you want to talk about that topic after you were done talking about it for 4 hours?
Now, the funny part was yesterday, you know, I always find it funny when I think the way that we talk about sports in WIP is maybe different than the casual sports fan.
Yes.
So
what do you think?
So sometimes when I'm doing the WIP thing in public, people are caught off guard.
Oh, right.
So
right.
It's basically like, oh, Rory's going to choke here. He's a choker. It's what he does. And yeah. They're like, man, you're brutal. Like, right. This is nothing. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, occasionally I'll hit it with a, that guy's a loser. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. People aren't ready for that.
No.
People aren't ready for that.
No.
The third people that every watch party has is the storyteller. So the storyteller is someone who's like, oh, well, me and my boys, we golf,
right?
You know, and like we went on this trip down to Hilton Head or Myrtle Beach, like in the middle of, I'm trying to listen to Nance.
Yeah.
We only have 10 more opportunities to listen to Jim Nance. And this guy's telling me about the bachelor trip he went on 5 years ago. Can't take the storyteller.
Like, do you realize he's roasting all these people are going to know that they were that person now. Are you comfortable enough with the people that you're roasting? Was it only family?
There's one that I would not be comfortable with, but I'm not roasting him.
Okay.
Yeah.
For reasons.
Yeah, I've seen Fritz do this before with people, and he does not care.
Doesn't care at all.
It's subliminally his way of trying to let them know that was irritating.
Right. Don't do that again.
And that I'm watching.
And that he's watching,
That's really the big one.
They certainly know who he's talking about.
Yeah, they do. The second people that every watch party has.
Okay.
The second person that every watch party has. Thank you for the correction. Again, ringthebellbook.com for more errors like that.
Yeah.
And this happens, I think, at every single watch party, and there is nothing worse. And that is the question asker. The question asker asking like, oh, what happens when it goes to the playoff? Is it going to? Did they go on for another 18 holes? You know, like, how does this work? How does that work?
Sort of like the newbie.
But again, the newbie doesn't ask questions all the time. He's just happy to be there.
Right.
The question asker doesn't care, obviously enough, to know what they're talking about and figures, let me just ask everyone when they're just trying to sit down and watch if Rory's going to choke or not.
Yeah.
Didn't appreciate the question asking when Rory's missing a putt from 6 feet away to cost me money.
Yeah, and I will say this. You know, now he's giving you this from his perspective, meaning his experience of watching the Masters yesterday. In other words, this isn't a casual viewing. This is Jack intense. You know, he's got...
It's a big event for him.
Yeah, he's got a little something on the line here. So you know how it is. We watch playoff baseball with him.
Yes.
That's not an enjoyable experience.
No, it's one of the worst...
I've been doing the guy for almost a decade, and it's irritating to watch baseball with him.
It's one of the worst...
the postseason.
One of the worst sports watching experiences of my life.
Exactly. Wouldn't recommend it.
No.
Yeah.
Not fun at all.
At all.
Zero. Like... Worse than me.
Yeah. Okay, I don't want
at all.
It's not sunshine and rainbows. We're here to win titles.
Right.
We're here to watch the Masters.
Exactly. I can tell how he's irritated by everyone else.
Oh, my God. It was just like, just shut up. Just watch it. Like, stop. You don't even care enough. Anyway, number one is, and this is me. This is what I was doing.
Okay.
Which sometimes you got to look internal.
Yeah.
The first person every single watch party has, and this is growing. Like, there's more and more of these guys at every single watch party, and that's the gambler.
Yeah,
I was letting everyone. I was letting everyone know I had Rory plus 650.
Yep,
and they were still asking questions when he's missing putts. You know, so I had to watch. I had to watch Oberg choke in front of my face. I was plus 2,000. I was letting everyone know. Everyone was well aware of what Fritz had on the line in this in this watch party.
Now I gotta admit, when you got a little something on the line, it does. Everything is intensified, man. It just is.
Yeah, and it is like everybody now.
Yeah.
It's the gambler.
I mean, I had to go upstairs. You know, family's downstairs. They're trying to watch. I don't know. They got some movie on. I'm like, seriously, a movie day in the middle of Augusta?
Yeah,
Masters on a Sunday?
That's a questionable decision right there.
Well, I was outnumbered, too. So, you know, my mother-in-law's in town and everything. So I was outnumbered. But I was okay. I went upstairs where I could sort of frustratingly yell
focus
out when
in.
I needed to and get excited when I need. I had the iPad, so I had the Phillies on the iPad.
Yep.
And I'm watching the Masters on television.
So I was double screening it with that ridiculous Sixers game in the Phillies.
The Sixers played yesterday?
They played the Bulls. Yeah. I had to do a podcast. Halfway through it. So you know when you're double screening it, you always have, even in your eyes, one is primary,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, yep.
So I started the game. with, you know, the Sixers started at 1, Phil started at 2:15 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was primary with Sixers because I knew how to talk about it right after then. And then 15 minutes into the Phillies game, I thought to myself, what am I even, why am I,
why am I watching
why
this?
Is one the Sixers? I could do this podcast without paying
close
attention.
You don't really need to watch the game.
That
yes.
game. So I shifted my eyes over to the Phillies.
Yeah. Yeah, how'd that feel?
That was not, is the, I don't.
Between the two, yeah. Which one? Yeah. Which one do you enjoy more?
I don't agree with your point of like give up. You know, give up the whole. But yeah. I understand it.
Right.
Let's put it.
Yeah.
Watching them right now is not. It's not been a fun six games to watch them. You know. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Oh, hey, Herb. Herb, you're on WIP. Herb.
All right, so what I want to talk about today.
Yep.
I didn't see a lot of the Phillies this weekend.
Okay, good.
We're
not talking about it today. Glad you called.
Okay. But what I did see, okay, is guys are still, like I've been talking to you every week since spring training, these guys are swinging out of the zone. Number two,
mm-hmm.
the hitting coach is in with Thompson, okay? So he ain't going to fire him unless upstairs
says something
to him. Unless they say something to him that he's not doing his job, okay? I don't understand, okay, that game Thursday night, I went to bed, I wake up, it's 1:00 in the morning, They just got the game over. First of all, the league, I would suggest that all the owners get together and vote on this the next time they go for a meeting. I don't know if they have meetings this year or next year for whatever. But no more than 2 hours. I got a bunch of people right now that agree with me. That if the umpires shut the game down, then you got 2 hour time for the players and the pitchers to sit in the clubhouse, okay? And if it's over 2 hours, that's it. The game gets replayed at the time. Just like we do in high school and college, the game gets okay, played over the next time that team is in town.
Yeah, Herb, we heard about some of your umpiring. Now, the one guy came down from the school that you threw out last Thursday, I believe.
No, I already.
Yeah, but he said you leave in the middle of the game for like 2 innings and then come back for the last portion of the game.
I didn't leave no game.
That's not what he said.
Yeah, he seemed pretty sure of it.
I went to Jack. If I got to come down there and do something to you.
Whoa.
Okay?
I heard the guy say it too.
Herb. Talking about.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
he said
the guy
he,
seemed honest.
He said you leave for innings at a time.
No. You're getting it wrong. You're taking information. I went to go use the porta potty, okay? That was not the porta potty. It was actually the men's room at 11th and Bigler.
In the middle of the game?
For how long?
And my home plate umpire knew I was using it, and he took care of everything. Okay?
Well, so you did leave.
So then he's right. You left in the middle of the game. That's it. It's fine.
It doesn't matter. It was in between innings, Jack.
All right. I'm just relaying information, Herb.
Jack, you ain't. We're never a Division I player.
Whoa!
I was close.
Okay. That's right. Get him right, Herb.
People said
it right.
I want to call Joe Camerata and get your. I'm telling you, because you're starting to aggravate me.
That's a good point.
That's right.
It's a good point.
Right in the Poconos. They ain't nothing up there.
Oh, Huskies.
Bloomsburg.
Set a school record for a win sophomore year.
Dude, I know all about you up there.
I know. It wasn't very impressive.
From Burkhead. Burkhead told me everything. Okay?
Yeah, I know. I wasn't good.
I don't want to hear nothing.
That's right, Herb. Don't let him disrespect
when it comes down to baseball, I know more about baseball than you ever will know.
Yes.
That's
You've forgotten
about.
More. You
Marsh,
could
disagree.
Okay, let me talk about Marsh.
Go ahead.
It seemed like you've been talking about Marsh a lot.
How long were you in the bathroom for?
It was like 3 minutes, 4 minutes. I had to take a pee. Okay?
It's a long pee.
All right.
Yeah,
it's just Jack said, just real quick, Herb, Jack said before the show, we were all sitting down, Jack said before the show that you were gone for 45 minutes and he had it on good information. Wow, this is what Jack
wrong.
Said.
That's wrong.
Well, that's
wrong.
What he said. Yeah. He also Jack said you were unprofessional and were terrible
I
at calling
I never
ball.
Said that. I
that's
never
what
said
you
that.
Said.
That's Spike,
what Jack
Spike's
said.
Making up things
I'm
now.
Not He's making up anything.
Spike's trying to divide you and I, Herb.
I'm not.
12 games coming up. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I agree.
So... that's not the point, okay?
Mm-mm.
It was freezing out there. We had a lot of wind last week again, okay? Luckily, I didn't get sick from all this stuff, okay?
From the wind.
Because I got sick about 2.5 weeks ago.
From the wind?
I'm an emergency ump, okay? I'm only taking these games because nobody else is available. There's no umpires in Philly that want to work. Okay?
That's this Other generation. That, Jack's
this
generation.
Is,
Nobody wants to work.
Talk about the Phillies.
Yes.
Let me ask you, Jack, what is his contract, Marsh's contract? What is he a free agent at the end of this year?
No.
Okay, so he's still got what? 1 year left, 2 years left, or what?
I think he has 2 years left after this year.
Okay. All right, so he's pressing. It seems like he's pressing, okay? And he needs, okay, if he's going to – they're going to sit him down, let him relax, watch a few other guys play, fine. Then they'll put him back in a lineup, okay, and see what he does for 4 or 5 games, 6 games, okay, going into next week. They'll be on the road next week. So they have to decide. The problem is they got prospects at AAA. They got the one kid's at AA. As soon as Painter goes to Redding, I'm going up there to go see him pitch. And I'll give you my evaluation, okay, what I see, okay, because I know these pitchers. I know they're breaking pitches. I see all this stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're talking about an expert. You're not talking about some guy that just wants to talk.
Like me. Yeah. Like
ESPN
Fritz.
And MLB. Yeah. Fritz is, you know, Fritz is trying to get that job down there.
Yeah. He's full of it.
That's what Fritz is trying to
Ooh,
do.
Ooh, which
Fritz
job?
One of the Phillies jobs when somebody down there quits.
Yeah.
When they decide to get something else that's better.
That's not a bad idea, Herb.
Yeah, Fritz is going to try to get in with the play-by-play.
He is.
He's going to,
Watch out, Fransky.
When Stocker decides he wants to blow out or Larry Anderson is ready to retire.
Yeah, then it's going to be Fritz. Yeah.
So
they're going to bring in an analyst.
Try to push him for that job.
Yeah. To be honest with you, Herb, and Fritz left the studio so he can't hear this, I've had enough of him.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
Yeah, we were thinking.
I had enough of him telling me stuff like that.
And
let me tell you, that coach that he's talking about.
Yep.
I told him, next time you open your mouth, right on the side of the mound, he came up. I said, next time you make a big deal about something that in the situation that we have right now, you're gone.
Yes.
You're going to sit the bench. You ain't come running. First of all, that coach was over, okay? He didn't come on the scene until about the fourth inning.
Well, yeah, and here's the other thing. Let me get this out real quick, Herb.
Before, where was he for 3 innings, Jack?
Before Jack gets back, Herb, before he gets back so he can, we're thinking of replacing him with Justin, the video guy. What do you think of that?
Justin? I don't know who. Oh, Justin, you mean you're talking about Justin, right, or something, or what's his name?
Justin Morgenstein. He's our video guy. Before Jack gets back, what's your opinion if we just replace Jack?
I don't know him. I only know the Justin that works with, what's his name, from Chester.
Okay.
Oh, from OG Wade. He's from OG Wade.
Oh, no, Justin. Different Justin. Different. No mustache here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that Justin.
Yeah, okay. All right. Oh, Jack's back. Shh, shh, shh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, brother. All right.
What'd I miss?
Nothing.
He probably went to the bathroom, too.
He got in the middle of the inning.
He does. He does. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I hear you. All right, Herb.
Hey, great call, Herb. Love you, buddy.
Yeah. Love you, Herb.
You, when you want to see a real umpire, you call me when what's-his-name wants to have his softball game up there in Allentown.
Oh, Devontae. Yeah.
Yeah, you should be umpiring it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have porta potty close.
I'll do it for nothing, too.
Whoa. There you go.
I'll do it for nothing.
Yeah. Well, he would, yeah.
Yeah, he would.
Okay.
I got to show Jack how I move around. The only reason I'm not in the minor leagues and right now, and what actually would have been a mate, okay? I didn't study for the test when I was down there. I got 64, and you got to have a 70. I didn't study for the test.
No.
But they know Hunter Wendelstedt, Jerry Lane, all those guys that you saw on TV, they were in Atlanta, Stu Sherwater, and Jordan Baker.
Who else?
I know those guys inside out.
Who else?
Whoa. And Porter. And Alan Porter.
And who else?
I know what they do, and I know what I do. You understand?
Yep.
I know the game. I know the rules.
Well, this guy, Jack, doesn't know anything.
Jack wants to heat. Jack played Division III.
It was three.
Conference. He played the Mountain Conference.
I know.
All right, well, hold on. If we're going to keep doing this. if I make me get my backbone up.
Conference.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
How many guys got drafted out of the Poconos?
Almost none.
Out of the Poconos.
Yeah.
Yeah, Interstate.
Ever heard of Chaz McCormick?
Interstate 80. All the way up.
I-80, yep.
Is the thin air cooked his brain, Herb?
Oh, man.
Actually, you know what? Villanova's having a good baseball season this year.
Jack could never get in there.
They just played Butler and beat them 2 out of 3, and they got Xavier coming up this weekend.
Oh, wow. All right.
You know, we're getting a Nova breakdown.
Here, they just said that Darryl Morey.
Give us a chick flick, Herb.
Yeah, Herb, do you like any chick flicks?
What's that?
We're asking people for their favorite chick flick today.
Chick flick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's Notting Hill. I'm talking about Titanic, you know.
Mine is Waiting to Exhale.
With the
German chocolate cake.
Yeah.
There's four of them.
Yeah, German chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Yep.
Double chocolate. Quadruple
chocolate. I saw that girl the other day. You know, I was down.
Oh, my God.
Ike Reese. The people that had their house.
Yep.
By the Flyers charities.
Okay.
And I picked them up on Saturday at like 10:30 in the morning. Took them to the stadium. They had seats on the ice, and then I took them back after the game. Chocolate lives right down the street, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jaleesa.
Well, don't give out her name.
Yeah.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right. Herb, we gotta go though.
All right, love you, buddy.
Love you, Herb.
I might bring her down.
No, it doesn't care.
You should do that.
Yeah. I might bring her down.
Bring her down to Chickies.
Bring her down to Chickies. Show her a good time.
So you can check it out.
Yeah. Not it. Not it out.
Yeah.
All right. Not objectify the women.
I got to tell you the straight zone you ever seen. You can hook up one of your sons down there. You know?
All right.
We really got to go.
We really got to go, Herb.
Yeah.
Appreciate her.
All right, goodbye, Herb. Wow.
Man.
You know.
Wow, that was a hell of a phone call.
You remember Kenny Paul? You remember Kenny Paul?
Of course,
Paul,
right? Yeah.
Kenny Paul texted me the other day. He's like, hey, you know, on the app, on Rewind, there's the chapters. It says what's in every segment.
Yeah.
And he sent me a screenshot. He was like, hey, who does this? And I said, I think it's Justin. He was like, can he put in when there's a Herb call? He wants the Herb calls identified in the podcast and the chapters.
All they want is a Herb call, man.
He came after you, buddy.
Yeah, ooh, I know.
He was on you today.
Yeah. I didn't like it. I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't like it at all. Because the shame of it, not the shame of it, it was great. But the part that hurt, he's kind of cooking.
He was cooking.
He was cooking.
Kept calling it the Poconos League.
Yep.
So I didn't like that
well,
one bit.
The best part is, you know, he's had all those in the chamber for a while, and he was just waiting for them. They were not off the top of the dome.
Right.
He was hot at you.
Yep.
No, he was. Joey Wendell, by the way, Westchester, played the league for a long time. Chaz McCormick ruined our lives.
All right.
In game
turn
six
off his mic. Justin, turn off Jack's
mic.
Game
five in the 2022 World Series. Yeah.
Right.
Tim Mesa, let up the judge.
All right. We'll get you ready for the Phillies game coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show. Like Spike and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Are you glad Nick Nurse and Daryl Morey are coming back next year? 85% say no. Sam, you're on
Shocker.
WIP. What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Passover. Hog some ass to Ike and Jack.
Oh, appreciate
like,
it.
I don't really know what you celebrate, so.
You know what? I love everybody. I celebrate everything. Passover, wow. Easter, everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
Way to pass over that question.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. So I was going to talk about the 11th plague, the Sixers, but to be honest, you guys endure a lot. I've been listening for about 2 hours, so I'm pretty calm now. So, like, I think you're right about everything. Let's bring Embiid back, George back, whatever. I don't care. We could talk about the Phillies, though.
Okay.
The Andrew Painter stuff is insane. Like, the average, the center fielder that you're going to get for trading an Andrew Painter is going to average, like, 201, probably. So I don't know why people want to trade Andrew Painter. I don't know who you're going to get, who you'd get possibly at this point at all that would help us. It's baseball. Every year against the Dodgers, the last 3 years, we have lost multiple series after destroying the Dodgers. So, again, it's baseball. This has happened literally 3 years in a row. Go back and look. Last year, we lost to the Athletics. We lost to the Pirates. And we were actually losing tons of series until we ran into the Dodgers again last year.
Yep.
So, you know, hopefully it turns out better this year. Again, like, you're not going to make a move that's going to change anything. This is the lineup you got. This is the staff you got. You know. Like, let's relax. It's 15 games in.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you know, so, like, anyway, the one thing, I guess I can't talk about
and
the Sixers.
By the way, Sam, real quick, I don't think there's some whole movement with people wanting to trade Andrew Painter. I think it was two callers, honestly.
It's like.
Yeah,
like Chuck and the other guy. I understand.
Yeah, I think people are frustrated. I understand their frustration. If there was some trade staring us in the face that got them a 45 home run hitter in their 20s, sure, I mean, you would have to listen to all of it, but that trade's not out there. So
the trade with Painter's for another prospect, like a Nick Kurtz or somebody like that, and that doesn't make any sense. We got enough prospects in the farm system anyway.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, the one thing I will say about Spike, the last time I talked to you was like a year ago.
Okay.
And you swore that the Paul George, Joel Embiid thing would work out. I said no.
Well,
you said no, they'll totally play together. But,
but here's the thing, Sam. There's no way I swore it would work. I never.
You swore?
No.
You swore.
All your life, actually.
There's no chance. Sam, there's revisionist history. There's a difference between me saying I think it was the right move and me swearing it would work. I even remember saying to Ike, because he was disappointed before the season started, I was like, look, there's a better chance than not this doesn't work with Embiid. Like, there was always a better chance. There was a better chance it wouldn't work than it would work. Always. I would never swore it. I thought it was the right move to take advantage of whatever chance they had, because the other side of it is trade Embiid for nothing, which you can do for this year anyway. You might as well, if you have a guy who has a chance of being one of the few best players in the world, take advantage of it. It didn't work. It blew up in their face. I was wrong, but I never promised it would work. And it's so easy, by the way, to say, not that you're wrong, but it's so easy to say, this isn't going to work. You can say that with every team in history. Most teams don't win a championship. So, but I never swore it would work.
You took a blood oath, Jack saw it, but it's okay. It's all right.
Like, hand on the Bible, yep.
Yep, exactly. But, you know, they weren't going to win. Ike was 100% right. They were going to win like 28 games. I'm actually happy that they lost as many as they did, because you can trade Embiid for nothing. You gotta win through the guards on this team. And McCain, when he comes back, Maxey, hopefully they keep Grimes. That's
yes.
the way to go.
Yes, the
Whatever
way to go is two six-foot guards and a glorified Malik Monk.
Has it worked with an injured Embiid? They're not
either or. Yeah, again, they will end up doing what you're saying because Embiid's probably barely going to play next year. But that's the whole thing. What would you have done last summer? Not what you wouldn't have done. Tell me what you would have done.
Oh, I would have traded Embiid for whatever I could get and not signed George.
Okay, and then
and then
assuming that you have to give up a pick to get rid of Embiid at the time, what is your plan to get better?
The plan to get better is to go through the draft. So, I mean, they did that this year with injuries. So
right. So what's the difference?
The
right. So they took a chance. So they took a chance with a player who was in second or first for three consecutive years in MVP and just took a chance and are in the same place as if they didn't take the chance. So what, you see what I'm saying? It was worth the chance.
Spike, I'll explain what the difference is. And Jack has heard me say this multiple times.
Oh my.
I am very consistent with this
okay.
about my Embiid hate.
Okay.
Is the drama is just enough. Like, we've been through a lot with this team. Ups and downs. Embiid's doing his diet. He had a kid. He's serious. He's not serious. He's lazy. He falls down too much. It's all the same stuff every single year. We've been doing this for, what, 8 years now?
Okay.
It's not like the third year.
Were you an Iverson guy?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an Iverson guy.
Can you explain
the practice stuff and all the other stuff?
Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there was every reason in the world to think that Iverson wasn't going to do it.
I hear you.
I
respectfully disagree.
Okay. All right.
Those teams felt more like teams.
Okay.
Like actual team units. This is just like a guy who wants to be MVP every year, wants to play in the Olympics, never talks about a championship. Tell me five times he's ever talked about a championship.
Oh, right. That's not.
He does talk about the championship a lot.
Constantly. Now, whether he does, you know, whether he does what
it
takes.
The problem is that he talks about it.
Yes. We're saying he does talk about it.
Sure. Yeah. Marley in North Carolina, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys?
No.
First, I kind of wanted to reiterate also what Guy was saying about the previous caller is being wrong on trading Andrew Painter. There's nothing you can get from him, and you're right in that aspect. What I haven't heard anyone speak about the entire day, I've been listening for the last 3 hours of work, I got home, no one's talked about the bullpen. It's April, right? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's cold. We play up north. It's April. The ball's not going to be flying. Spike, I hear you, right? We're a home run hitting team, but we want to play small ball. You get what I'm saying? We want to be the team that's able to drive in runs in the postseason without hitting home runs, because we haven't done it the last 3 years. The biggest issue within the first 15 games, the bullpen.
No.
Not bigger than the lineup.
No, I don't think so. I disagree with you.
Yeah.
Well, when you're going through the lineup, okay, I can give you anything in the outfield.
I mean, they got shut out. They got shut out in two out of three games.
Yeah.
With three hits in two of those games.
Unless
they scored 10 total runs in their last five games.
Right. Doesn't matter what.
Like you say, metrics in there.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what the bullpen's like. No, nobody here, I don't think any of us are super confident in where the bullpen is, but that is certainly not there.
I love that y'all don't let me bring up numbers.
No,
man.
It's him. I didn't stop you. It's him. Don't you lump me in with him.
Every
because
time I try to give a number out.
Look, all snarky white guys are not created equal. I did not do it. He did it.
What a deflection, huh?
Yeah.
And by the way, Jordan Romano's heating up.
Yeah.
You told me he was ass.
He is ass. He's washed. Should we do the text line?
Yeah, I just want to know one of the numbers that Ike wants to bring up.
No, I'm never bringing up numbers.
No, it was good.
Man.
It was a good point.
I can't bring up supporting facts.
Yeah. It was a good point. It was a good point. I just didn't see it coming. It was like, oh, man.
I'm trying to add a little something
to it. You are. You add so much to the show. Face of the station.
This guy.
He's unbelievable.
I know.
I'm telling you.
This is the disrespect.
There's
is unbelievable.
No disrespect.
It's constant disrespect.
Herb leaves for multiple innings to go to the bathroom, and all of a sudden I'm an idiot.
Right, see, that's what it is. Now Herb has him on edge now, so nobody.
He's on attack now.
I'm nice to Herb.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
30 minutes into the show, and Spike had already explained what IMDb stands for and the difference between majority and plurality voting, which begs the question, if Spike is in a box and we don't see him, does he even exist? The Delaware Valley.
That was pretty good Friday.
Well, yes.
The whole in the box thing.
Yes, yes.
What's in the box?
Schrodinger's cat. And I did
What's it called again?
Schrodinger's cat.
Schrodinger's cat.
Dennis Schrodinger's cat.
It is not Dennis Schrodinger's cat. It's a different Schrodinger. And that's the guy's not even Schrodinger. I don't even it's Schroeder.
Yes, I know.
Okay. What's
that's
next?
The joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ike. Stop being a coward and learn some loyalty. Chris in Middletown, who famously attempted Rios's Eagles hype speeches on the midday show.
That guy is.
Yeah, that guy's he's hard to trust.
Yeah. I go to him when he's on the board, but I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him, and he's
a
big guy.
He came in swinging at me.
Yeah, I know.
Luckily, I just viewed him as like a 6-year-old swinging at you.
Put your head on his forehead.
Yes, and let him
hand
swing.
On his forehead.
He's like a gnat. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's a gnat.
Comes in with this big, tough guy. What's next?
You know who should define what a chick flick is? A guy that won't see Bridesmaids just because there are chicks in it.
Right.
That's who.
It's not a chick
Tim
flick.
Tim in Newark.
The great flick is what it is.
I don't need a bunch of ladies with potty mouths. It's not what I need.
Wow.
Oh, is that what it was?
Well, it's like, look at how, I don't know.
It's not, I mean, the one scene is. The rest of it's just funny.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah, no interest. What's next?
Can this guy relax? Nick Nurse listening to Tasty Cake Dom.
Yeah, I tell you, yeah, Tasty Cake is out on Nick Nurse.
Man, oh
he's
man,
out, yeah, he's out.
Whatever past out is, Tasty Cake is
still not over the 26-point blown lead against the Celtics 3.5 months ago
with Embiid out, and I think Paul George out, and
that's why I love.
Yeah,
that's why I love Tasty Cake. Down.
Yeah, the forward theory is great too. What's next?
What is this? This is just a guy dancing on TikTok. People that took Spike's advice and Googled Jaron McCain and Steph Curry.
I said to go to YouTube.
That's actually funny.
Yeah. What's next?
Crate Master segment by Ike. What a day. Also, let me know when you want those 5-day-old pimento cheese sandwiches that I got for you. Louie in Nebraska.
Yeah. We ought to have him call and give us a recap.
Yeah, exactly right, because he's there for all of it.
Well, I'm a big Lou guy from now on.
So did he stay for the whole tournament?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was on 15 and 16 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he saw Rory's double and stuff. Yeah.
No. Wow.
What did he do? Shoot you a flick?
He's not allowed.
That's right. He's
no
not
phones.
Allowed to take pictures.
Well, no, so I texted him before the round, and then he texted me when he got back to his phone.
Gotcha.
And then he sent me a video of him driving past the entrance.
Yeah.
Pointless. A pointless video. It was 3 seconds.
It was to let you know he's there.
Congratulations. I know you're there. I'll show you the video at the break. It was ridiculous. It was pointless.
What's next?
Mrs. Chuck in Mount Airy. What a great meal, and the service was incredible. Make sure to leave a good tip. Chuck pulls out a credit card and an assortment of tea bags. Alex in Lancaster.
What do you have, a tip of tea?
A tip of tea instead of a cup of tea. Yep.
Yeah.
What's
that
next?
Was different.
Very different. What's
hey, Jack, the Phillies suck. The guy that gets coffee for Jeff Stoutland.
Even I don't even know who this guy is. Jack has been ripping.
Yeah, it was the
assistant offensive line coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jack's been ripping him because Elliott had a scoop that he got ironed.
Now he's been heating up since that big scoop.
Yeah.
But yeah, still. Real scoops like Malachi
He did
starts.
Win the Super Bowl.
No, it was after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was after the
Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was
post-show.
Yeah.